We'll go ahead and get started. My name is Mike Dekoff. I am the Chief of Police here in Bloomington. I want to thank everyone for attending today and welcome you to our department. On behalf of the mayor, he also wants to welcome everyone and ask me to respond today to citizens' concerns about the purchase of an armored vehicle for our critical incident response team. So what I wanted to do is give a little brief overview, and then I'll take questions from people. So starting in 2000, we had an incident that happened on Bluebird Lane where a male had started a fire in an apartment on the east side of town. He then went to his wife's a house on Bluebird Lane, broke in, killed her, and then went to the end of the street, was in the woods, and waited for a police response and started shooting at the police when we arrived. After that incident, there were some discussions about the need for protective equipment for our officers, and so we were able to secure an old Brinks bank truck that we made into a response vehicle for our critical incident response team. We had that truck for about 12 years, where it got to the point where mechanically it just wasn't sound, and it was basically just falling apart. So we retired that vehicle, and since that time have been without any kind of protection for our critical incident response team. During the 12 years that we had that vehicle, there were numerous occasions where we responded to high-risk situations where shots had been fired, where our officers were actually fired on when they responded to deal with those incidences. Since 2012, since the retirement of that vehicle, we continue to have incidences where our critical incident response team responds to high-risk situations and are fired upon. The most recent being this past November in Owen County, where we were called to assist in a domestic violence situation where a male had held his wife and two children hostage and fired numerous rounds, not only at her, but also at the responding officers. So that's a little bit of the background as to where we're at today. We've actually had a vehicle for many years. We haven't had one for the last few years because we just simply couldn't afford it. In 2015, there was a public safety local income tax that was passed, and so we were able to use funds to purchase a protective vehicle for our officers in 2017. It's actually being built and will be delivered in 2018, but that's where we're at. This vehicle started to be discussed in 2016. It was in capital replacement documents that the city had, where we obviously, for budget purposes, plan ahead. So it's been discussed for a couple of years. One thing that we are going to do is there is a document that we are going to make available on our website that goes into a lot more detail of the incidences and the need for such a vehicle that we will make available. You'll have to just get on the city's website and look for that document, but we'll put that front and center so that it's easily found. I want to talk a little bit about, there seems to be some concern about it being used for protest situations. As I stated, we've had a vehicle since 2000. We've had many protests since that time period, and we have never used our armored vehicle in any situation like that. This vehicle is for our critical incident response team. They respond to high-risk situations where there are usually firearms involved, and the risk of people getting hurt is quite high. That is the only thing that this vehicle will be used for. We have policies that dictate how our critical incident response team is deployed. We have matrix that we go through. It has to meet a certain level before the decision is made to deploy that team. We are very cognizant of the perceptions of being militarized, and that is not what we are going to do. This is a response vehicle for emergencies and high-risk situations, and that is all that it will be used for. There's been lots of discussions about these types of vehicles being used inappropriately, and I will be the first to say I have seen instances where they have been used inappropriately. You know, I watched you know, things that happened in Ferguson and thought, what are they doing? And I've talked to actually lots of police leaders who have expressed the same thing. I don't know all the details of why they did what they did, but I think that here locally, you know, we've had one of these in the past. We've never used it or deployed it unless it was a CERT type call out incident. And so again, that is how this will be used. So, you know, we're very cognizant to the community's perception about the militarization. You know, that's why when we looked at this, we looked at our alternatives. The vehicle that we purchased was that alternative. I think it's really important for people to remember, this is a piece of equipment. It's not our mentality. You know, we're very cognizant to the community's perception about the militarization. You know, that's why when we looked at this, we looked at our alternatives. The vehicle that we purchased was that alternative. I think it's really important for people to remember, this is a piece of equipment. It's not our mentality. Yes.
Chief Peacock. First of all, I appreciate you for doing this. I understand that being a police officer always complains about some measure of danger. But in reality, we have other agencies nearby that are capable to help us in this situation. We haven't had many. I'm kind of disappointed that I did read the executive report and I saw you public safety press conference as well. And during that press conference, you talked a lot about the metrics and the data that we collect as a police department. So when I set aside, you know, an hour and a half to read this executive report, because I was expecting it to be reasonable data that supported this decision and this huge financial contribution from the city. But most of what I saw were a few anecdotal incidents that, well, as the gentleman said, this is Bloomington and we just don't give way to passion. You know, it needs to be logical, it needs to be thought out, it needs to be discussed and addressed. This is not just a civilian vehicle. This is a vehicle that, you know, the United States has given the Syrian military to defend itself. It has the capability to be outfitted with cannons, with water guns, with M16s, something like that. But I just really am disappointed that this wasn't more of a community process. Everyone here wants our officers to be safe and appreciated. But at the same time, you're saying it's about safety. Okay, well, where are the metrics that show me that, hey, communities that have these vehicles are safer and that those citizens' civil rights haven't been infringed upon? You know, you could say, you could have the same argument for a drone that, oh, you know, we don't have a drone can make things safer. But at the same time, if we want a weaponized system flying above our heads, where is the logic?
I think I've never had to go and tell the spouse, the significant other of a police officer, that they'd been shot and killed. I don't ever want to do that. In my mind, this is insurance.
Okay.
I've been shot at before. Being shot at is not something that is fun, let me just tell you, okay? And so the fact that I can take a step to protect my police officers, to protect people that they're responding to who've been under fire, the woman in Owen County who had been shot at by her husband with her children there, you know, that is something she told our officers, he was going to kill me. And so,
passion.
Yes, it is passion. But the problem with this is that this is the least militaristic type of vehicle. I did not want to get an MRAP. I could have gotten an MRAP for much less. That was not what we needed here.
Does that data exist that he's talking about? The data that proves that these armored vehicles do what you said they do?
I don't know if there's been studies undertaken for that.
So it's not
I don't know.
Based on data, it's based on what you.
It's based on our experience that our officers have been fired at, and we are trying to provide a safe alternative for them. There have been departments that have misused these vehicles. We've had one in the past. We've never misused it.
You asked us, you spent $250,000 on this vehicle, and you're saying you haven't done your homework to see if there's data there to support the decision.
I believe that we have done our homework. I believe that we have been in situations that have put people, their safety at risk, and this will minimize that.